listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey. Built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Your Weekend Warriors. I'm Corey.
And I'm Tony.
And today we're talking about tree houses, but I want to throw this out there. I want everybody to go to our Facebook page, WW Home Show.
Right, Facebook/ WW Home Show.
Right, Facebook.com/. Or you can go to PARR.com and click on our little link.
Facebook link.
You click on the Weekend Warriors link first. And then we have our links to Pinterest. I've posted a bunch of pictures of cool tree houses to our Pinterest page.
Yeah.
And
On our Facebook page.
Also on our Facebook page. And if you've got a tree house that you're proud of,
yeah,
send it to us and we'll put it on our Facebook page. Or you can post it right there.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have Facebook, you can email it to us. I'm Corey V, C-O-R-E-Y, and you're Tony C, T-O-N-Y-C, at par.com.
Yep, that's right.
So check us out. We're around. What were you saying about choosing a tree? He said Michael Garnier earlier was talking about the minimum tree diameter for a single tree treehouse.
That's right.
Is 16 inches.
16 inches in diameter is right. What he said. And he was talking about for a 12 by 12 treehouse. Now, a 12 by 12 treehouse is pretty big.
That is big.
I mean, I would think of a standard
size. It's not as big as your forehead, but it's big.
I would think of a standard size treehouse to be more probably like an 8 by 8. I mean, 12 by 12 is pretty good size. Not that that's too big, but 8 by 8. So anyways, you'll be looking for a tree that's from 12 inches in diameter to 16 inches in diameter probably would be your starter tree for a house that's 8 by 8 to 12 by 12. Now, when I say 12 inches in diameter, Corey, how do you come up with that dimension? I mean,
well, I usually take my shoe off
and put
and
your
I hold
foot...
it up to the tree.
Oh, okay.
That's how I do it.
And that's 6 inches. Okay, we're going to cover this really quickly because it can be tricky. There's when you're measuring a circle or something around, there's a circumference and there's a diameter. The circumference of the tree is the distance all the way around the tree. If you were to take a string and wrap a string all the way around the tree and come back to where it meets itself and make that mark and then measure the distance of that string that it was required to get around that tree, that's the circumference of the tree. If you take the circumference of the tree and divide it by pi, which is 3.14.
Chocolate pie.
Right. If you divide that by pi, that will give you your diameter. The other thing you can do is cut the tree down and measure from one side to the other. That is also the diameter of the tree.
That would be dumb.
But to save from cutting the tree down, you can wrap a string, measure the string, divide that total by pi, 3.14. That gives you the diameter of the tree. So if you measure around the tree and you get 12 inches, that tree is too small to put a treehouse in. Okay, that will likely fall over. And
it's kind of like the idea that, you know, if you wear a size 38 pant and you have a 30 inseam,
yeah,
that means you are bigger around than you are tall, which is my case.
Yeah, right. So you want to make sure that you measure the thickness of the tree, right? That's the diameter, the thickness, what it is from front side to the back side.
Or the side to the side.
Sure. So if that's 12 inches or so, 14 inches, maybe 16 inches, right around there, that's a good size tree to put a 8x8, 10x10, 12x12 tree house in, if you're doing it in a single tree.
So that's the integrity of the tree. Now, what about, should people be worried about putting a tree house in a tree if it doesn't look healthy? How do you know if a tree is healthy enough to support a tree house?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not an expert on trees, right? But the first thing I would do if I was trying to determine whether or not the tree was healthy is it growing new leaves? You know, is it got green leaves on it or is it not growing leaves? We looked at a tree in Corey's backyard and that tree is dead as a doornail. It's still standing,
it is.
But it is dead as a doornail.
I wouldn't put a tree fort in it.
No, the tree needs to be alive. And if you want to be certain that your tree is strong enough for your tree fort, call an arborist. An arborist will come out and take a look at your tree. And not only will they tell you, yes, this tree is strong enough for what you're doing and it's alive and doing well, but they'll also probably give you some tips on how to put a structure in the tree without compromising the integrity of the tree And that would be very good information for you. So don't hesitate to contact an arborist who's a specialist, and they can give you some good information on that. Okay, so additionally with trees, we talked about species. Michael Garnier, who is an expert, definitely said that fir trees are a good choice. We've got a lot of those around here.
Yeah, that's one thing in the Pacific Northwest that we have abundance of.
Yes.
Is fir trees.
Fir trees. In my house, we had an oak tree. I built my tree fort in an oak tree, and oak trees are another good option.
Maple trees.
Maple trees, and also apple trees. The best thing about an apple tree is after the kids build a fort up in there, they can eat apples. Just, you know, tell them to avoid the worms and, you know, the rotten ones. So
totally.
Apple tree is not a bad way to go. The next thing that we really come to after you've chosen your tree is the design. You know, when you're choosing the design of your tree fort and how you want it to look.
Square. Let's move on.
There's some things you need to determine. You need to make sure that you plan for tree growth. We talked to Michael Garnier about that. Make sure that if you're building the house around a tree, that you leave space between your structure and the tree, because that tree is going to continue to grow for years and years. And if you don't give it ample room to grow, you're going to compromise the integrity of the tree and the tree fort.
That's why I wear stretchy pants at Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Because I want ample room to grow.
He is taking that into consideration before he sits down at the table.
Because sometimes a man has to wear stretchy pants. So what about local regulations? You got to get permits to build a tree fort?
Yes. Let me cover a couple more things on design here real quick.
Square. Let's move on.
Use lightweight materials because the heavier they are, the harder it is for the tree to hold it. Lightweight materials whenever possible. And consider how many people may be in the tree at one time, right?
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one.
How many kids, how heavy they might be, and make sure that you let your kids know, hey, we've got a maximum of 4 or 6 kids in here at a time, so they're not overfilling it and causing a problem. And make sure there's access for an adult. If you have to go up there and retrieve a child who's maybe injured or obstinate or maybe just hiding because he doesn't want to come to dinner.
Make sure the entrance is big enough for your bottom to fit through.
You need to make sure that an adult can access the fort or the treehouse. So these are some things to take into consideration when you're designing the house. Okay, moving on. Local regulations. When you are planning to build a treehouse, call the city planner or the county planner and ask them if there are regulations that would impede you from building it or that maybe would require a permit. Some jurisdictions will require you to have a permit to build something like this in your backyard. Others will just have regulations on how high it can be or how big it can be or whether or not it can be seen from your neighbor's yard. So make a phone call and make sure that the city or the county doesn't have a problem with it before you get started.
Totally.
Lots more tips for Treehouse Basics when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.